Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Well, good morning, David. We start a new week. Our heads are up. Looking forward to some very good things, as well as discussing some things that are kind of troubling. Not the least of which, David, is the President of the United States tweeting unfounded and ridiculous Mussolini-like lies. The idea that President Clinton is behind the death in a conspiracy of Jeffrey Epstein. I have had more calls and more letters about this Epstein case than anything that you could possibly think of. Everybody is sure that there is something afoot here that is strange and irregular, not the least of whom is the President of the United States, who said he knew him and he was a good guy and he had a thing for younger women, I believe those were the terms, and associated himself with them. And now, of course, he's blaming the Clintons. How could it be that we have landed in a situation where we have a leader who is this irresponsible? It's a bad dream, I tell you.
And there are legitimate questions being left alone for hours, according to some sources. And the idea that with his death, what happens now? Accusers will seek new legal recourse is one of the headlines. And, you know, a lot of times with a death comes the end of an investigation.
David, this is the highest profile case in the United States of America right now. The idea that he was left alone in that cell, that they didn't check him every half an hour, which is the protocol, that they didn't put a roommate or a cellmate in with him just in case this happened for a second time, and that they had taken him off a suicide watch just defies any kind of understanding or logic. Let me put it this way. We have a president of the United States who is involved in this in terms of his assertions about the Clintons, in terms of his own admission that he knew this guy and that he was with him. It really does defy anything. But of course, we are now used to this kind of thing going on in this country, and it's taken on an air of regularity. We see Kellyanne Conway and others defending his actions, but it just adds up to a thing which, if we get there, the history books are going to show was a very strange time in America.
And these tweets, unfounded conspiracy theories that the president is communicating to the American public, side by side with a headline, "How the El Paso Killer Echoed the Words of Conservative Media Stars." There's a striking overlap of language, says the New York Times, used by right-wing media personalities in the words of the El Paso gunman. This kind of stuff, it shows you the power of the media.
Not only of the media, but of a certain kind of media which acts in an irresponsible way. We're talking Fox here. We are talking some of their top people. And when somebody whose brain is not quite mature enough, or is, to put it mildly, mentally deficient, it is not hard to believe that they pick up the language of a group of people who are irresponsible.
What comes of it?
Well, David, it's an interesting question. We have a president. He is surrounded by people who know what happened in the White House who aren't allowed to testify, allowing the Congress to do their work. We know that Epstein is a guy who had his hand on the levers of power with so many people who are of extraordinary importance in this world. You know, you're not going to convince most people that I know that something very strange wasn't going on here. So going forward, there'll be investigations, there'll be questions as to what he did and when he did it. But the one guy who can answer all of those questions won't be with us.
Alan, did I read or did I get something wrong when I saw that the impeachment process is already beginning?
Well, you're absolutely right. There are now a majority of the majority in the House of Representatives who are for impeachment. And so, obviously, impeachment will go forward in terms of the impeachment investigation. Chairman Nadler and other people are basically banking on the fact that now we have entered this impeachment phase, in other words, investigation, that they will have access to information and to people who surrounded the president who are not traditionally expected to testify based on executive powers. But they're thinking, no, the courts are going to go along with it. The Supreme Court of the United States is in the pocket. Did you hear me say that? In the pocket of the president. By the time the lower courts do their thing and say, yes, you got to testify to so many of the people around the president, the Supreme Court of the United States, I think, will be counted on to protect the president's interest. At least that's the way it's gone up until now.
Your thoughts on the machinations at the Iowa State Fair for the Democratic presidential candidates?
You got a lot of people, most of the people in Iowa have no idea who they all are. They know the top three or four. This is the time that you're going to see irresponsibility rise to new heights as they try to find their way in. I saw one poll. I was dubious about it. Kirsten Gillibrand had a major breakout from 0 to 2%. And these are the times that desperate people do desperate things. I watched that second debate. My heart sank, understanding that these are Democrats who are more interested in getting ahead and being irresponsible, knowing they're not going to be the presidential candidate, than in impeaching and perhaps indicting eventually President Trump.
The Mooch, Alan, that's former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci, tweeted, "For the last 3 years, I fully supported this president. Recently, he has said things that divide the country in a way that is unacceptable. Eventually, he turns on everyone, and soon it will be you and the entire country."
Well, I think that's right. I think he has turned on everybody that's around him. He fires at will. However, I wish it was coming from somebody besides this character, because that's what he is. He's a character. You can hardly have a lot of confidence in him, even though he may be right.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Always fun. Thanks, Alan.
Yes, David, and thanks for being here. It's Monday. We're going forward.
Hooray, hooray.